Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast AM. Connie Willis here with you, along with first-time guest Bob Sercosta, TV's original home shopping host, speaker, author, one of the individuals who helped create the multi-billion dollar TV home shopping industry. You can learn more about him, his book, his course, his classes, and he's taking care of Coast fans with taking $300 off of his course and letting you watch it and learn from it for $97. I love it. You can go to his website at bobsercosta.com and you'll see where you can click on it for Coast fans only. But it's funny. I love it. I'm pitching for Bob Sercosta here. Anyway, so Bob is telling us the story of how it all happened. And now I'm going to let you go ahead, Bob, and set up where the cliffhanger ended. And, you know, we have come back and we're ready to hear the rest of it from you.
Okay. First of all, you were nice enough to mention the website. I appreciate that. My audiobook just came out today, like
That's hours ago.
So yeah. Your audience, the very first to hear about my book on audio, and that's available, on the website as well. Okay, so, all right, here we are. The year is 1977, okay? I'm a host on a lowly rated local radio station in Clearwater, Florida, possibly the world's worst radio station. And here I am, and the owner brings in, during the break, brings in a can opener and says to me, when you come out of the news, I want you to sell the can opener. And I looked at him like, what? I mean, there's no way. So I came on after the news, and I said, you know, you'll never believe what happened during the break. And I went over and I explained, retold the story, and I said, if you call me up right now, call me up, reserve a can opener, come on down to the studio and pay for it, it's yours. And pretty soon the lights on the phone started to light up. In fact, I didn't know what those lights were because nobody had ever called me before on the show. And that day, Connie, that was August 28th, 1977, we sold 113 electric can openers, and that was the beginning of what we all now know as home shopping.
And oh, my.
We stayed on radio. We did it on radio for 5 years, and it became locally, it was still local, but it became very successful. And then we went to a local cable TV. At that time, in 1982, I think it was, at that time, there were all these cable TV stations with no programming. There wasn't a lot of programming out there. So they had a lot of these vacant channel spots. And so we went in and we leased a channel on the local cable company. It was called Vision Cable, as a matter of fact.
So we
went from radio to TV. We thought, wow, now people will be able to see what we're talking about. It's got to be better, right? And so we did that until 1985, and then we went nationwide, coast to coast, you know.
I do not know.
To steal your name whatsoever. I mean, we didn't call it coast to coast, but we went, nationwide with the broadcast, and I guess, as they say, the rest is history. However, that first day that we were nationwide, after a very successful local business, I'll give everybody a piece of trivia. If you ever go on Jeopardy or if you're ever in a trivia contest, this might come in handy. The first day of home shopping nationwide, total sales for 5 hours on the air, total sales, $352.
No way.
Yeah. We were in shock because here we are locally, really generating hundreds of thousands of dollars a week just locally. Now we're nationwide, 300. But what you have to understand is that at that time, 1985, people were not used to shopping this way.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw me come on the air and say, if you call up right now, we'll send you. They thought, what's the catch? What's the gimmick? And then it grew. The amazing part, Connie, of that story, and it's true, is that within 90 days of that day that we did $352, we did $1 million in one day. Within 90 days. Within 90 days.
What happened?
I'm asked that quite often, and the answer to that question in my mind is that we were able to develop a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And they would see us every single day. Again, they were not used to shopping this way. But when they saw us every single day, and then when they started to receive some products, they would call in and give testimonials about the product. So they knew the quality was there. It was safe to order that way. And it just grew and grew and grew until we did $1 million a day. So when you say that home shopping was truly a phenomenon, there's no doubt about it. And it really did two things. It certainly changed the way America shops.
Yeah.
That habit, totally. But it also did something else. It also changed the way that people market merchandise and people sell merchandise. And over the years, I've been able to, to this day, I bet I receive 150 to 200 requests every week with people with ideas for products, and people who have developed products, and they've been shown how to market it within the TV shopping industry, and they have done extremely well. I don't know if any of your listeners have ideas for products, or maybe they've developed products, but you never know. I mean, I was golfing with a friend of mine this afternoon who was a host for, in fact, Tom Wise. Do you remember Tom Wise?
Yes, I remember Tom.
I told him I was going to be with you tonight, and he said, tell Connie I said hello.
Oh, good. He remembered me, too. Tell him I said hey.
But anyhow, so Tom was a host for a long period of time. Then he got into developing. He came up with an idea, and he developed a product, and now he's doing extremely well. So, people have to keep that in mind, that this is a great, great venue to come up with an idea, a product and everything. They can do extremely well. But I talk about that in my book or the audio part of the book, what works and what people are looking for and what the trends are and things of that, ilk. So, but that's how it started. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. So I got so many questions about it because, there's just so many questions to this. First of all, What Remember, where did this fit in? Remember, like, swap TV and auctions on TV, where they would actually be on the blackboard in chalk?
Where the guy used to spin around on the auction. He used to say, you know, he would go through the auctioneer type a presentation, and then he would spin around everything. It's interesting to bring that up because we went nationwide in 1985, and we were the only one at that time. QVC came on in 1986, but during the 80s, there were 28 other companies trying to do the same thing. And you know, that one of the keys to succeeding is to have distribution. It's like any business.
Right.
Anybody who's in business, you got to have what two key elements that I've always identified as D and P. D and P. D is distribution. In other words, you got to be in front of the right people with whatever it is you have. And then you have to have the P, which is the presentation, the pitch, the message. You have to, those two things have to be correct in order to succeed. So all these other companies that were trying to do the same thing, they didn't have the distribution. Because we did, and that's what made all the difference. But the auction show was one of those shows that came on during
that I remember just when I remember my parents always watching this. It was local. It was like the public stations would hold these auctions or swaps, whatever, right? And it would be on the chalkboard, and they were literally swapping and stuff. That was, and it was fun. It was live. It was fun to watch. It was exciting. And look what all this stuff turns into. That's amazing. Amazing stuff.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
So this is something I remember. It's amazing to be a part of that phenomenon. You started it. You know, I got to be a part of it, working at HSN, working at QVC, working in infomercials, and being a part of all of that. Now,
you did a phenomenal job yourself. I mean, you were always so very, very good and well liked.
Well, that's sweet of you.
That's the truth.
I won't stop you. Keep going. No, I'm just kidding. But I appreciate that. That means a lot coming from you. It really does. I thank you for that.
I mean it.
I remember the very beginning. It was more of brand new product ideas that normal, regular people had. And they would go on and we would pitch them and have a great time doing all of that kind of thing. Especially, I loved that new inventors would come in with things. But then And by the way, people would sometimes laugh at, like, oh, you know, they would think it was not something special and low class. And those people still need to have, you know, they need to wake up to the world, because all of a sudden, all the brand names learned how much money was being made, and every brand name wanted to come in on the network. I mean, you know, I know people would even laugh with Suzanne Summers doing the Thighmaster. Are you kidding? She laughed all the way to the bank herself, right?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Many, many years. Many
years. She had her own studio.
you're so right. I mean, it's because some of the brand names, they were having some challenges in brick and mortar. And they saw this thing called TV shopping, and they wondered what it was. And that's how I really started my training program that I had at that time, to teach people how to present their product effectively on camera. And so I mean, and today, Connie, it's really still a mix. It's a mix of brand names, but still entrepreneurial. Still.
Good.
You know, the inventor.
It's important. That's important.
And I guarantee there are people listening right now that if they don't have a product, I guarantee they have an idea that would work and could change their lives. I guarantee it. I mean, I've seen it so many times.
Yeah.
So many times.
I just love it. Because you sound like just when you're on the air. So you guys, this is him. This is Bob naturally. He just gets excited and passionate. And and he is the model of everybody else along the way. I love when people come in with the brand new types of things. And then they become this, you know, multi-billionaire or whatever they come, you know, they just start doing well. What did Tom Wise come up with? What was his product?
He has designed a product called the Carry Cart. The Carry Cart is this cart that does about 90 different things. It folds. It does everything into different designs, different shapes that you can transport things. And it's so demonstrable. And it's so, I have a whole program. I have like 8 questions. You know, when I look at a new product and I want to make sure it's answering yes to those questions in order to qualify. And when I evaluate products or ideas for people, I go through the whole gamut. I mean, I can kind of tell after this many years, you know, what needs to be done. But anyhow, so Tom came up with this, and he calls it the Carry Cart, and that's with a K, a Carry Cart. And it has done extremely well on the air. I'm so happy for him too. You
good
know?
For him. It was when I was first there, he was the one, if I remember correctly, he was the first person to start pitching the Roomba.
Yeah, the automatic cleaner. Yeah,
the vacuum cleaner that run around. Yeah, we were seeing it first, and now it's all over the place.
Well, it's a great vacuum. It's a great product. It scares me a little bit sometimes because I have one, and when it starts running, it almost looks like it's alive. But it does a great job. Great job.
Well, there's lots of videos out there, little viral videos with cats on top of them, riding them around, everything, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I've seen lots of products over the years, you can imagine, you know? And you know, not to go back to the book again, but in the book, I really tell the stories, you know, how it all started, and I'm able to go deeper into stories about celebrities and just the little nuances and things that have worked over the years. So
you got a chapter of me in there, right? There's a little chapter of me and you in there.
Oh, we have pictures.
Okay. That'll be in the second book. The second book.
There you go. That's right.
Now, you called the book Life's a Pitch. And I got to say that I remember years ago, somebody that used to say that all the time. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Maybe Billy?
Billy Mays.
Yeah, Billy Mays. Yeah.
What was your relationship with Billy?
Oh, Billy was a good friend. Good guy.
He's a good guy. He was a good guy.
Oh, excellent.
He was a good guy.
And just, I was so happy to call him my friend. And
yeah.
And was very close to Billy, and it was so sad when he passed. But but just a super, super guy and a hard worker.
I mean, yeah.
You know, everybody would see him on camera and think, well, he just, you know, talks. Oh, no, he worked so hard, and he was just a great, great guy. But life is a pitch, and that's basically what it is. You know, this thing about selling, and every day we all sell something to somebody at some time, and people get hung up on that word sell because it has a connotation of, you know, getting somebody to do something that they don't want to do. And that's not what selling is. Selling is helping. I tell people, because people come to me all the time and say, well, how can I sell more of what I have? And my answer is always, if you want to sell more, stop selling and start helping others with what you have. But selling, you know, it weaves through the fabric of our everyday lives, because it could just be an idea or a feeling or a thought that you have. And you're trying to convince the other person because you really believe in what you're saying, that's selling. So you can't get hung up on that word. Because that's the secret about me. The secret about me is I hate to sell. I despise selling. And people say, well, how could that be? I mean, you've generated over $6 billion in merchandise sales over all these years, and now you hate to sell? And I do. I despise it. It's all about helping. It's all about knowing what to say, how to say, when to say it. And it's not just about products. It could be a service that you offer. It could be an opportunity that you want to share. It could be an idea. It could be a belief that you have that others aren't agreeing with you. And there is a way that you can, you know, convince them, not against their will, but to benefit them. And it's really something that I've devoted my life to, because if you know how to, you know, and I use the word sell because I just haven't come up with another word for it in all these years. However, in Sweden, Connie, the word säljsig is the word for selling, but it means to serve.
To serve.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world: people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.